Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Good afternoon, and welcome to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We appreciate you tuning in today. We've got Jaden Coates up. She's going to be singing The Table. I hope it's a blessing to you as you listen today, and we appreciate you tuning in once again to the Back to the Bible radio broadcast. After the song, we're going to go into a message that we began yesterday, speaking about the baptism of Jesus by Brother Tim Henderson and Evangelist Tim Henderson. We appreciate him filling in for us while we were sick. Hope it's a blessing to you as you listen today.
Higher education and men of reputation. I've tasted meats that only luxury could buy. I've ate with men of proud religion, heard them boast of all their visions, and I've left hungry from these tables most men try to find. Let me tell you, I don't miss those things I've left behind. I found a table where the broken and the lonely, the desperate and the hungry find their bread. I found a table where the violence find a welcome, and no matter like I've spent two lifetimes chasing all the love I could find, but I got tired, I got lonely, I gave up. I went where I was not invited, pushed back souls who criticize it, made myself at home beside the only one who cares. The room grew silent as I washed his feet, dry them with my hair. I found a table where the broken and the lonely, the desperate and the hungry find their bread. I found a table where the violent find a welcome, and no matter where you come from, you'll be fed.
Amen. That was Sister Jaden Coates. We appreciate her. She's a blessing to the ministry. I also want to make mention real quickly, this is part number two of the message that we began yesterday on the baptism of the Lord Jesus, speaking about his spirit. And this is Brother Tim Henderson, Evangelist Tim Henderson. And we appreciate him. Amen. And what a blessing he is to us. Filling in for us while we were sick. Hope it's a blessing to you.
Something else about that. You follow that dove. Yes, it'll lead you to the tree. Yes, it'll lead you to the food. But that dove will also lead you to the little ones that need help and can't feed themselves. Little ones there on the tree branch and those little birds. I want to remind you that if you get saved and then you let him feed you, he will lead you to those that need help and can't help themselves. Ain't it something that he wants to use us? Hello? And the Bible says go out in the highways and hedges and compel them to come in. A lot of times I think we as church people, we do more repelling than we do compelling. I'm going to say that again. We do more repelling with our lifestyle and with our tongue than we do compelling. And I said all this to say this. If you follow the Spirit of God, which I believe we need to be sensitive to it, we need to listen to it. But if you truly follow the Spirit of God, it will lead you to those that need help, that are hungry, and they don't know where to get food. But if you're saved and you've been getting food yourself, you know how to help them. Oh, hallelujah. Something else, and I'm going to move on. Something else about the bird, but it'll lead you to its nest. And you can look at this as a picture of home. One day, if you keep following the Spirit of God, one day He's going to lead us to heaven. And that's going to be a blessing. But I got to thinking about that nest. I got to praying about that nest. And you realize that the Lord, that bird, it constructs that nest. Long before the baby bird is ever brought into the world, the bird is working on that nest, preparing that nest, constructing that nest. That nest is the safest place for those birds. You hear me? Anytime those birds get out of the nest, predators will get after those baby birds. I want to remind you that God prepared a specific place for the nation of Israel, didn't He? He said, I have Canaan land for you, which is a picture of the abundant Christian life, the fruitful Christian life, the will of God, if you will. Y'all with me? And so what He said was, I have this for you. Only 2 out of 10 wanted it. So only 2 out of 10 got it. You hear me? And I said all that. And God had that for them. But all they had to do was claim it. Talking about that nest, the Holy Spirit has been constructing and working on and preparing me for His will. You hear me? And His will is the safest place for you. Anytime you get outside of His will, that's when the predators will strike. I'm thankful that He's been working on me. I'm so thankful for that. Can I tell you, so many times in our life, though, we don't mind Him leading us to Calvary. We don't mind Him leading us to the food. We don't mind Him leading us to those that need help. But when it's getting in His will, that's when we buck. Oh, I got to look at how God has worked in my life, how the Spirit of God has been working on me and constructing a will for my life. And He has a will for each and every one of us. But that mama bird takes things so insignificant, things people leave around, things people really don't value. Can I tell you something? It's times where I thought that God wouldn't work Him. It's times that I thought was insignificant in my life that He used to mold me and make me and prepare His will for my life. Oh, yes. Something else about this. There's another kind of dove. There's a mourning dove. M-O-U-R-I-N-G. This mourning dove, it has such an appetite. It has a larger appetite than any bird. Can I tell you something? Ever since I got saved, I've had a hunger to be in God's house. I had a desire for revival. I had a desire to grow. Can I tell you something? I'm real nervous about somebody that says they have the Spirit of God in them, but they don't want nothing from God. They're fine with the routine. They're fine with the rut. They're fine with dry church services. They're fine with run-of-the-mill Christianity. They're fine with just going through the motions. But ever since the Spirit of God come in my life, I want God to do something. I crave His presence. I crave His power. I crave revival. I'm not satisfied with the normal no more. I want Him to meet with us. I want Him to move. We just don't need a meeting. We need a move of God. Do you crave His presence? There's been a craving in me ever since I met that dove. I preached a revival at a church in Mississippi. And the pastor, Sunday morning through Saturday night, and the pastor said, I'm going to start revival in a very unusual way. During Sunday school, I want to interview you about your missionary evangelism, about some things you see in churches you preach at. And he said, I believe that's what God wants us to do. I said, well, I've never done this before, but you're the pastor. Let's do it. And so first question he asked me was, what's something you see in churches that absolutely breaks your heart? My answer is that so many churches have figured out how to do church without God. I come and preached in churches, and they gave me a little paper that they typed up 2 months ago on who was singing, how long my missionary presentation's going to be, how long my message is going to be. What are you saying? And the pastor didn't give it to me, hello? Some long-tongued secretary gave it to me, hello? Y'all with me? What are you saying? I'm saying this. We have figured out how to do it, hello, without him. There used to be a day where churches were full of praise, churches were full of power, churches were full of his presence. We stand firm against the contemporary movement, don't we? But our church services are just as, they have the same spiritual temperature as they do. Am I right? Preaching it right? Are you craving something from him this morning? Do you want God to do something? I'm telling you one thing, ever since I got, if I walk in the Spirit, I crave spiritual things. I crave scriptural things. I find out more I walk in the Spirit, more I want revival. You hear me? But something else about that morning, Dove, that it gets so full that everywhere it goes, seeds fall out of its mouth. I want to be so full of the Spirit, so full of Him, that everywhere I go, every time I open my mouth, I want seeds to come out and fall out. Then God will water those seeds, and God will give the increase. Jeremiah never seen no fruit of his ministry. But after he was dead and gone, it said in the book of Ezra, when the revival started at God's house, it said, as Jeremiah the prophet said. What are you saying? I'm saying this. Maybe if I just get full of him, I can spit out some seeds everywhere I go. And after I'm long and gone, maybe the next generation can glean some fruit and get some help because I decided to get full of him. And this I ain't trying to sound derogatory. A lot of times we're full of ourselves instead of being full of the Spirit. If we want to change in our churches, we're going to have to live like we want to change. There's a reason why Sammy Allen went across these land preaching on the Spirit-filled life, because that's how we're going to have revival, the Spirit-filled life. You ever heard these old preachers, they can just talk to you, these old saints of God, they can just stand up and say a few words, and some old-timers say they spit out gold nuggets. They're spitting out seeds, and God watered and gave the increase, and many of you got fruit off of the seeds of their life, didn't you? Preacher! I have received fruit based on seeds that come out of a Spirit-filled believer. Raise your hand. Ain't you glad for that? Not everybody compromised. Not everybody settled for lukewarm Christianity. Some people said, I want to walk in the Spirit. I want that dove. All through the Bible, and I'm finishing, the Spirit is a comforter. Christ sent it up to the Father, and he said, Lord, I leave a comforter. I'm glad that Spirit acts as a comforter. Also, now I normally preach expository. I'm just preaching a topical message on that Spirit being likened to a dove, okay? If you don't like it, you just tell Brother Youngblood. He probably won't care. He loves me. Also, the Spirit of God acts as a calmer. Sometimes he calms the storm, but I love it when he calms me. Other times, now this can take a deep turn now, just preaching biblically what the Spirit of God is. Other times, it's a corrector. I'm glad Daddy don't let me do what I want to do. I'm glad when I'm a spoiled brat, Daddy wears me out. That man, chastiser. He don't want his children living like the devil's children, as the old preacher said. Chastisement. He corrects me. A lot of times, he's a corrector. I'm thankful for that. But I want to give you this, and I'm finished. Something else that the dove does in her life. And I want to say this. Churches need to get back to the doctrine of the Spirit of God.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app, where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.